Luke chapter 1. This was written by Luke to Theophilus, and it seems that Theophilus was some leading Roman official, and Luke is trying to persuade this senior man of the truth of Jesus, and he writes two volumes. He writes this account of the work of Jesus here in Luke, and he also wrote the Acts of the Apostles, and he begins the Acts of the Apostles by saying that the former book I wrote was about all that Jesus began to do and teach. And so it shows that Jesus goes on doing and teaching with us in our lives. So he says many people have done their best to account for the things that have happened amongst us. And so we have prepared an eyewitness account from those who saw all these things from the beginning. And so I have written an orderly account. This is of all the things that happened to do with Jesus. When Herod was the king of Judea, there was a priest called Zechariah. His wife's name was Elizabeth, and she also was from a priestly family. They lived godly lives before the Lord, and they were obedient to God's commandments. But they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and she and Zechariah were both old. One day, Zechariah was working in the temple according to the course of the priests who were on duty. And it was his turn to burn the incense on the altar. Now, the incense represented prayer. And so he was in the temple of the Lord, and the people were in a big crowd outside praying during the hour when the incense was being burnt. So their prayers were represented by the incense that he was burning. And an angel of the Lord appeared to him on the right-hand side of the incense altar. When Zechariah saw the angel, he was very frightened, but the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah." Now, every time angels appear to people are frightened. And yet, well, because if you saw an angel, immediately you'd realize that, oh, well, that's an angel. God is real, but I'm a sinner. But the angels always say, "Do not be afraid. Do not fear." And so I think that when the angel appears to take us to be with Jesus, it will be the same comforting message: fear not. Because that's what will happen. An angel will appear to take us away. So then, the angel said, "Don't be afraid. Fear not, Zechariah. God has heard your prayer, and your wife Elizabeth will bear a son, and you're to call him John. And many will rejoice when he is born. He will be great in the eyes of the Lord. But he is not to have any wine or strong drink." That is, he was to be like a Nazirite. That was somebody who was chosen by God and wanted themselves to choose to live as far as they could as the high priest lived. From his birth, he will be filled with the Holy Spirit. And yet, it says in another place that John did no miracle. So having the Holy Spirit doesn't necessarily mean doing great miracles. It means that God is in your heart, in your mind, and you yourself are open always to this guidance from God in your spirit. And so he was full of the Holy Spirit right from his conception and all the way through his life. He will go before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah. He is going to turn disobedient people to the just way, to the right way, to prepare a people for the Lord. That was to be the mission of John the Baptist. Zechariah said to the angel, "But how shall I know that this is so? Because my wife is very old and I am an old man." The angel replied, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God." So this angel was saying to him, "Look, I'm talking to you, but you know, I have been in the presence of God himself in heaven. And I've been sent to tell you this good news, but you have not believed this good news. And yet it will come true at the appointed time, Because you've not believed, you will be unable to speak, and you'll remain silent, dumb, until the time when my word is fulfilled." And so Zacharias became dumb. He couldn't speak. The people outside were waiting and wondering why Zacharias was so long in the temple. When he came out, he couldn't speak to them. He was dumb. He couldn't speak. And so they realized he had seen a vision in the temple. He had to make signs to them with his hands. When his time of service there in the temple was finished, Zechariah returned home, and his wife Elizabeth became pregnant and stayed at home for 5 months. In the 6th month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth with a message for a girl promised in marriage to a man named Joseph, who was a descendant of King David. The girl's name was Mary. The angel came to her and said, "Peace be with you, Mary. The Lord is with you." Mary was very troubled by the angel's message, and she wondered what this meant. The angel said, again, you see the same words, "Fear not." Whenever angels appear, they always have to say the same thing, "Fear not. It's all going to be okay. Because you have received God's grace and favor, you're going to conceive in your womb and have a child. And you will call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over his kingdom forever." So then, this is all in the future. You will conceive in your womb. Jesus didn't exist as a person before he was born. He only came into existence inside Mary. And he was going to be called the Son of the Highest. Now, if God is the highest, Jesus is less than the highest. So Jesus is not God. The Trinity is not taught in the Bible. And we read about his ancestor or his father David. Now, if David was the ancestor or the father, in that sense, of Jesus, well, then Jesus didn't exist before the time of David, but only after. Well, Mary said to the angel, "I'm a virgin. How can this be? In other words, I don't have a husband. I'm not pregnant by anybody, and I don't have anyone who's going to make me pregnant." The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you." So the Holy Spirit is the power of God. It's not a person. It's the power of God. "And for this reason, the holy thing which will be born of you will be called the Son of God." And so it happened with your relative Elizabeth. She who could not have children is now 6 months pregnant despite her old age. There is nothing which God cannot do. Mary said, "Behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, may it be according to your word." Soon afterwards, Mary went to a town in the hill country of Judea. She went into Zechariah's house and greeted her cousin Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby jumped inside her, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and said in a very loud voice, "You are blessed above all women, and blessed is the child that you would bear. And what a great thing it is that my Lord's mother has come to visit me. And as soon as I heard your greeting, the baby leaped inside my womb with joy. Blessed, then, are those who have believed." And Mary replied with a song of praise. The time came for Elizabeth to have her baby, and she gave birth to her son. And all the neighbours and the family heard what had happened, and they rejoiced with her. And after a week, which was when they circumcised the little boy, they were going to call him Zechariah, after the name of his father. But his mother said, "No, his name is John." And they said to her, "But you don't have anyone in your family of that name." They made signs to his father Zechariah, asking him what name the boy was to have. And Zechariah called for a writing tablet, and he wrote, his name is John. They were all amazed. And immediately Zechariah was able to speak again, and he started praising God. He used his healing to praise God. And all were filled with fear and wonder, and the news about these things spread all over the hill country of Judea. And everyone who heard of it said, "What sort of child is this going to be?"